Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island, to Los Angeles, California. I'm Alex Jones, your host, simulcasting on WWCR shortwave during the day at 94.75, at night 32.10, and the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're talking to an expert on the police state, one of the most staunch pro-Second Amendment groups out there, Aaron Zellman, JPFO Director, Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And I know we got Paula and Kirk and Rick and a bunch of other people that are holding. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up here in the next segment. Aaron Zellman, I'm having trouble figuring out what happened in the Senate yesterday. You've got a bunch of Republicans voting with the Democrats for gun bans, for assault weapons bans, for gun show shutdowns. Then suddenly it goes to the full Senate, and they come back a few hours later and vote 90-8, voting the measure down. What's going on?
Well, I wish I knew. I mean, it really makes you scratch your head and wonder just what is going on. But I think that you have a situation here where that there was an attempt to try to push something through, especially the extension of this ban on military-style guns.
I heard the phone lines went nuts.
They did, and I think that... But it shows a couple of things. You know, you have to ask if we really have a two-party system. I would be inclined to think, no, we don't. It's really a one-party system. They both seem to vote the same way. It wasn't until Larry Craig, as I understand it, told everyone, just kill the bill. Forget it. I'm not going to fight this anymore. But then the bill was killed. So I think this is an example of there's still that burning desire in Washington to disarm the American people. There's still I think there's a great deal of fear in Washington about an armed citizenry, considering how shaky the financial situation is going to become in this country.
Well, that's really it. I mean, they really are, Mr. Zellman, and you've been talking about this for years, so have I, they really are gearing up for martial law. They really are gearing up for secret arrest in the middle of the night. And if they think we aren't going to fight back, if they start that, they're wrong, aren't they?
Well, I hope they're wrong. I don't know. Sometimes you have to ask yourself if there's enough real Americans out there who are going to say, I haven't sacrificed all these years just to have you steal my little bit of freedom I have left. In fact, I want more freedom, and I'm going to take my freedom back. And, you know, there's enough gun owners in this country only a moron would say, well, let's go get them all. Only a moron would do that.
But they're incrementally moving against this, brainwashing the children.
Well, sure, it's always, you know, it's salami tactics, a slice at a time. And I think all the more reason to, we've made a great effort to reach out to kids with our little Grandpa Jack booklets, you know, that are to help people understand the complex issues, but with a lot of pictures with them. But we're finding that there are people who are showing our documentary film as an example, the one that is called, you know, Innocence Betrayed, that is really changing minds. We're winning the hearts and minds every time we show this to people, and they begin to realize just how evil the government is. And that's, I think, what we have to do. We have to focus on winning hearts and minds instead of trying to win political battles, trying to explain people a great deal of technical information to them. We really just have to go after hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
That's how dictators do it. They go after hearts and minds. So those of us from the freedom movement have to learn from the enemy and do the same thing. Go after.
You're saying we have to boil it down to get them to wake up, and then once they've woken up, they'll learn the details?
Sure. At that point, they'll have a thirst for knowledge.
Okay, well, give me some examples of boiling it down when we get back, and we'll go to Paula and Rick and Daryl and a bunch of other people that are holding. And I got some news items I want to throw out at you, Aaron Zellman. I want to talk about John Kerry, because... you know, skull and bones, two guys running against each other from the same secret society. I mean, talk about not having two parties. This is a great example.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Herald Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Herald Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Herald Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Herald Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Herald Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want you out there, America, to start supporting those of us that tell the truth and stand up against tyranny. Stand up against the strong man who wants to make you his property, his slave. And the great way to do it is by joining Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And you don't have to be Jewish to join. Just love freedom and the Second Amendment and believe in the values. And I certainly believe in the values. That's why I'm a promoter of them. There's also Gun Owners of America, another good organization. The NRA is a Trojan horse, is a government operation. I don't mean all their members or the rank and file or people that work there. I mean the top. In North Dakota, they were going to have a Vermont-style concealed carry. NRA went into committee, had it changed. It was going to pass. In Texas, they tried to block us in 98 and in 2000 with gun bills we did defeat despite them. I mean, we've had senators down here to speak, and they won't come to our rallies, folks. I mean, that's how out of control they are. In D.C. A few months ago, they went into a case and said, we believe all guns should be registered. You shouldn't be allowed to leave your house with them. Now, that's a quote. Aaron Zellman, I know you're aware of all these NRA activities. Isn't it time to not just say, oh, the NRA is just a bunch of buffoons with useful idiots following them? Isn't it time to come out and admit what they are, a Benedict Arnold, a Trojan horse, a Judas Iscariot, a Brutus?
You don't like them, do you, Alex?
No, I'm sick and tired of them. No, I'm.
I think that the organizations that get to be that size at some point, you have their left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing, but there's a lot of things going on there that certainly raise suspicion. And, I mean, you're not going to get an organization to come out and admit its wrongdoings.
Suspicion.
And
it's
you
like,
won't have the right hand condemning the left hand.
Hey, Aaron, so. Aaron, it's like opening the hen house door and there's a fox with a chicken in its mouth. And you close the door and go, oh, it's just an accident. You didn't mean it. You're a good boy. And then it happens night after night, and I'm supposed to go, well, I do have my suspicions about that fox.
Well, you're right. You're right. But, you know, it doesn't look good for me, Alex. It's running an organization to start bad-mouthing another one, so please understand that.
No, listen. Listen, I mean, I'm not a member of your group. I'm not a member of the gun owners. I'm not a member of the NRA. I was a member of the NRA. I just promote groups I believe in, and, you know, you guys are doing a great job. And there's a lot of good people in the NRA. But I'm telling you, I've experienced them at the legislature trying to covertly get gun bills passed.
Well, I've heard that also. I'll give you an example of some good people at the NRA, and also at the same time, you have the examples of those who were, you know, promoting policies that make you scratch your head and wonder if you're working with some other group. Oddly enough, this past month's issue, the current issue right now of an NRA magazine called America's First Freedom, has a two-page article about our documentary film, praising it. So I think you've got the editors of some of the magazines, you've got the people who work there doing the right thing, and yet, you know, their efforts are thwarted by those who want to play footsie or compromise with politicians.
Well, let me be clear. I think that 99% of the NRA is great. But, Aaron, if you or I are out there on a sailing ship and the captain's bad, does it matter that there's 200 of us that are good?
No, it doesn't. It creates a very perilous predicament for us.
Well, that's it. And I'm talking about their legislative people, the folks at the top. I get the NRA magazine. I think I've seen one mention about Bush and how he says he'll sign the assault weapons ban and then how he's pro-gun every other article. It's just not true.
I do not get the magazine, so I haven't seen the articles. But I think that Mr. Bush needs to do some offense mending, because either he is with us or he's not with us. And that's something that he has to deal with, and I would suggest he do it sooner than later.
Kind of like he said, you're either with us or against us.
Yeah, well, I guess it's time, Mr. Bush, to tell us if you're with the gun owners or you're not. It's pretty simple. If the world has to tell you if they're with us or against us, I guess he could undertake the simple task of telling gun owners if he's with us or against us.
Well, you know, he was honest. He said in the campaign he was for current gun laws. And I warned everybody. I mean, I was sitting there with his quotes, and people go, well, what are you going to do, vote for Al Gore? No, I'm not.
See, but I think that's a good example of what's wrong with a lot of people and a lot of the people of freedom movement and a lot of politicians. They think that they have to somehow appease the other side to look moderate. Well, the worst thing in the world is a moderate. Thank goodness George Washington and Tom Jefferson were not moderates. Or else where would we be today? We'd be sipping tea at 2 in the afternoon. So, you know, I think it's just, this is the problem that we have. And it's really, you know, not everyone is sort of to blame on this, Alex. There are people who think they should be moderates, and there are people who tolerate moderates.
Well, Larry Pratt, you know, has his book out, Confrontational Politics.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, it's true. I found being confrontational gets things done. I mean, the Million Mommies came out 1 year, a couple hundred of them. I went and bullhorned them. Next year there were 20 of them. Bullhorned them. They all said, we're not coming back. Good. I mean, they want to march around and tell their lies. I'm going to go get in their face. And I found getting in politicians' faces has gotten them to stop laws. I found groveling, they just ignore you. But
absolutely,
when you get in their face about something, they pay attention.
You see, one of the mistakes I think a lot of people in the freedom movement make is that they're in the habit of petitioning politicians to do something. When you go to a politician and you beg and plead with them to vote a certain way, all you do is give them more power over you, because you've acknowledged they are now the master and you are the servant. It's supposed to be the other way around. And this is an issue. I tried for years to get people to see the light on this, we've got to change the whole concept here. The politicians have to be the public servants. We are the masters. And if we don't change it, then we are doomed to servitude and slavery.
You know, I told some cops that were engaging in a checkpoint that a few years ago. I said, you know, you work for us. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I don't care what excuses you got. You know, the government ships these drugs in to create the crisis. And they said, Alex, we pay our own salaries. We don't work for you. And I said, what? And it was a captain telling me this. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I pay taxes too. So now they got this sick argument that, oh, they pay taxes, so they don't work for us.
Well, then let them let their salary be the amount of taxes they pay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's
I want to go to some calls.
Get by on a couple hundred dollars a month.
Well, I want to go to some calls, but I do want to get your predictions. We are the majority. We've got the Constitution behind us in the Republic, and we've got the power. We need to start repealing gun laws. We could see that happen with the assault weapons ban. Do you think they're going to sneak it through? And, of course, Bush says he'll sign it. What's your prediction on that?
Well, I think that from what I read, including from the latest alert I saw from Gun Owners of America, that no one should sit back and say, whoa, we dodged this bullet and got away with it, because this ban could be attached to some kind of must-pass piece of legislation.
So they could attach it to an education, to the economy bill?
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah. To defense spending, anything.
You know, clean air, you know, whatever, the, you know, whatever you know, tricks their chimes at the moment. So, yeah.
Of course, there might be some psychiatric patient, God forbid, that goes in a Baptist church or a Jewish center and splatters a bunch of people. That always seems to happen right before a gun vote.
Well, I was going to say, those coincidences happen, don't they? So I think that it's, you know, people have to realize, that's one of the things we've done, by the way, JPF, where we keep reminding people about the coincidences, how these things happen, just about when there's some legislation. And I would encourage you to do that. Bring that up on the show as often as you can.
Well, I'll tell you what, Aaron, let's do that.
Defensive.
I'll tell you what, let's get into that in a second. Let's take some of these calls right now. Paula in Texas, thanks for holding her on with Aaron Zellman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I called in about something, but I wanted to comment on your legislation discussion here. My husband and I have spoken about it several times. And what would happen if we had accountability in our congressmen and senators, where every bill that they passed, they actually had to write a paragraph about every single item in the bill stating why they did vote for it or didn't vote for it?
You know, that's a good idea. But, you know, they're moving to make their votes secret at different state houses now. Aaron, comments to that?
Well, you know, in a book that we published one time called Hope, about a newly elected president, Alexander Hope, who runs America based on a Bill of Rights, and on strict Bill of Rights enforcement. The president in that book had what he called the Bort test, Bill of Rights test. And if a piece of legislation violated the Bill of Rights in any shape or form, it was null and void, dead on arrival. And so I think it would be, I think this is something American people should give some thought to. Every piece of legislation, if it violates the Bill of Rights at any level, it's null and void, dead on arrival.
Well, I mean, the stuff they're passing now is just violate the. I mean, it violates every canon of a free society.
Well, I think that, you know, I think the American people, Alex, really have to develop an attitude. Either we abolish anything that violates the Bill of Rights, or those who advocate trampling the Bill of Rights have their careers abolished.
Absolutely. Anything else, Paula?
Yes, I called in about an article that I had typed up out of the newspaper here in Pasadena, Texas. It's about drive-by wire, and I had typed it up and sent it into your TIP email address, and it talks about vehicles and their opening throttle is all electronic now, and how a lot of vehicles in the Houston area have been having accidents because they're open, their throttle will just open up and they'll just take off. And they're holding the brakes as hard as they can, and there's nothing they can do about it, and people are dying.
Well, yeah, that's the point we've made. These new systems can be remote controlled. They have the satellite tracker boxes in them, or they have the inputs for it, and it's all electronic, and they can cut your car off, kill you, do whatever they want. We'll get Aaron Zellman's comment on the satellite tracking and the rest of it, and take more calls when we get back.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back to 9 to midnight. Central, we're here, folks. Got Aaron Zellman with us. He can stay a little bit in the next segment so we can get to all the callers that are holding. I want to talk a little bit more about the Battle for Athens, 50-year anniversary of that coming up. But going back to the calls, well, real quick, Aaron, we were talking during the break about Bush, Kerry. I mean, they're related to each other. They're from the same secret society. That really proves your point about only having one party in the United States.
Well, yeah, in my personal opinion, I think we have the Republican Party or the Democrat, you know, to take your choice. And I think this is really a tragedy in this country. So, again, I can't speak for the members of the organization, but my personal opinion, I think that, you know, I personally am just getting tired of the lesser of the two evils, because both are evil. And both parties, or the one party that I have seen, doesn't seem to really care about the American people.
Well, let's face it. If Al Gore was in right now, we'd have conservative mobilization against the New World Order. And with Bush in, we don't. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Texas. Rick, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have two quick questions. You're on new nighttime frequencies, are you not?
Yes, I'm on 94.75 during the day on shortwave, and then at night, right now it's only the third hour at night on 3210. Next week it'll be 2 hours, 10 to midnight, and then we're going to get another shortwave soon.
So you're, at night you're on 3210?
3210, yes, sir.
Okay.
What else is on your mind?
Well, I've noticed the last 3 months that as it's getting dusk, there's a light that appears in the sky at about 1,500 feet over this part of West Fort Worth, and it'll stay there for 3 hours.
I tell you what, that's a different type of question. I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you after we leave Aaron Zellman. So just stay there, Rick.
Sure. Okay.
Daryl in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Daryl. Do you have a question for Aaron Zellman or comment?
Yes, I do. I'm a member of JPFO, and I have his video, Innocence Betrayed. It's a powerful video that shows how gun control has led to genocides in a number of locations. They use Turkey, USSR, Uganda, Nazi Germany, etc. And I urge everyone to get it. And I also want to plug Aaron's great little Grandpa Jack booklet. He's got about 6 of them on gun control, 1 on the UN. And lastly, I want to urge everyone to get what I consider the best 3 videos exposing the New World Order and how they use terrorist events to enable their own agenda. And I think they're your very 3 best, Alex. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And that's all I had to say. I just thank you both for all you're doing.
Well, Daryl, you're awesome, and we're going to plug Innocence Betrayed in the next segment, and I'm going to attempt to carry it. I think it's a powerful film as well. Everybody should see it. Kurt's up next. Kurt in Colorado, you're on with Aaron Zellman. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. It's an honor to speak with you. Could I blast NRA for just about 10 seconds before
sure.
I make my point?
Yeah, first of all.
I was a long-time NRA member, and I taught the personal protection course for quite a while as an instructor for them. And, you know, their main purpose was to teach the citizenry how to shoot military-style firearms to protect the country. You know, what's happened to them? You know what I mean? They've just totally... I haven't met an NRA member yet that isn't a compromiser.
Well, all they say is, oh, no, it's about hunting now. It's not about self-defense.
Well, like they say, cop killer bullets, they don't even exist. Any bullet will kill a cop. And what's irritating about it is if there was such a thing, that's the only thing the Constitution tells the government hands off of. Because tyranny always
Well, that's
shows
exactly
up.
What, tyranny. Exactly. The bullet is for that in defense against an Adolf Hitler.
Tyranny
I mean, in
always,
Nazi Germany, you know, hey, of course, Hitler would want to ban cop killer bullets. Aaron Zellman, comments?
Well, I think the caller is making some good points, and so are you, Alex. That, you know, there isn't a dictator around who doesn't believe in gun prohibition. And they really don't want you to have, whether they be dictators today or dictators tomorrow or genocidal wannabes in the future, an armed citizenry disturbs them greatly.
But with dictators, I mean, tyranny always comes knocking at your door wearing a uniform if you read history, always. And the thing that really gets me about, like, for example, they have Holocaust Awareness Week going on, and you walk up to these idiots, they're reading the names of these poor people that were victims, and you say, do you know what really caused the Holocaust? And they can't even tell you that, yeah, well, the first thing Hitler did was take all their arms away.
I've had the head of the ACLU, we were throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin, march over to me and get the old lady, get in my face, and start telling me about how I'm bad because of the Second Amendment, and they don't like me trying to add Second Amendment stuff to the Patriot Act resolution. And I said, you know, you're Jewish. She goes, yeah. She, you know, I have family who died, blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, why are you against me defending myself then? And she couldn't say anything. Aaron, what would you say to her?
Well, this is a really old problem within the Jewish community, Alex, quite frankly. I jokingly say this, but I think I'm serious. There's a defect in the gene pool. And there's some people in the Jewish community you will never, ever reach with the truth concerning self-defense.
But, I mean, she came over to confront me about
it. I know. They've confronted me, too.
Hold on. Stay there. We got a break. Tell us about it when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full one-year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Supreme Court has been telling us that they now follow the UN's orders, and many of our laws are under UN treaty. I started getting calls yesterday. Turn on News 8. We have local Time Warner, 24-hour-a-day news. And I tuned in and did catch part of the newscast, because they re-air it several times, where it showed them swearing in 24 APD officers as federal marshals and UN marshals. And it said there, and it showed the head cop go, well, I now have UN authority. I can go to any country and arrest whoever I want. Well, here's the problem. Now they can come here from countries and grab us. This is what globalism is all about. And I mean, Aaron Zellman, that's what's so scary about this new world order system we see forming.
Well, the only advice I can give people about this is that there's an old expression in the Talmud. It goes, if someone comes to kill you, arise quickly and kill them. If it's some foreigner coming to bang on your door, there's no need in trying to have a discussion with them. They probably don't understand English. So I think that's the only option left open to Americans.
What do you think about Tommy Franks going, well, I'm sad to say it, but after the next attack, we're going to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. And then Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, says, oh, yeah, the Pentagon's watching you and troops on the street. It's good. I mean, these are chilling statements.
Yeah, well, I think Tommy Frank's statement was interesting. I think it was two things. It was probably an insider talking, and two, it was a trial balloon to see how the American people would react to it.
Very astute, yes.
And I think they got the message that there are certain sectors within America who didn't react favorably.
Oh, that was a big furor across the political spectrum, but and Eberhardt at the same time told the L.A. Times that.
So I think that, you know, we're faced with a situation where people better be very proficient with long-range rifles.
Well, what do I say, the head of the ACLU, Ruth Epstein, when I'm here in Austin, when I'm trying to get a Second Amendment thing added, and it's all my good people down there getting it thrown out, and she's got 10 idiots with her, and then she's telling me about how I'm evil because I'm for guns and I'm right wing, and I mean, what do I say to her?
It really isn't much you can say except to suggest that she gets some psychiatric counseling. I mean, I'm serious. There's not much you can say to someone who has these mental health problems. In fact, on our website, there's an article there by a psychiatrist, Sarah Thompson, dealing with the mental health problems that gun prohibitionists have. And I encourage people to go there and look for the column called Raging Against Self-Defense.
Well, it is a mental illness because they love it when they see a cop in a black outfit with black boots and black ski mask and black helmet with a German submachine gun. They love that. But when they see a citizen with a gun, Aaron, before we go to these final calls and plug the video and stuff, I want to tell you a story. 3 years ago, this is even before 9/11 hysteria, I had a carpet cleaner at the office, okay, you know, in the studio. And there's a shotgun, just a standard shotgun on the wall. And he walks in, and this is a full, and this guy had a Texas accent and everything. He wasn't like he was from New York or something, never seen a gun. And he got quiet, and he said, "Is that legal?" I said, "Yeah, man, it's a shotgun. Buy it at 20 stores in town." And he kept looking at me, and I said, I'm a clean-cut guy, just showing him into the office. Yeah, I can clean this room. And then suddenly that afternoon I got a bad feeling. And I called down to the carpet cleaner place, and I said, "Hey, let me talk to the manager." And I go, "Yeah, this is Alex Jones." He goes, "Yeah, I know who you are." And, you know, he was a good old boy. And I said, "One of your employees was acting weird down here." And he goes, yeah, he reported it to us. We're sorry. And then I'm on TV that night. Another employee calls in from the show and goes, "Oh, yeah, they almost called the police on you." So that's the new America. They have these billboards that say report illegal guns. It's a picture of a revolver. And then some idiot cable guy's in my house and sees a revolver in a case. Some decorative revolver. I mean, I'm going to have SWAT teams coming in my house. How do you deal with that level of brainwashing?
Well, I would duct tape them to a chair and make them watch our documentary film.
But, I mean, that's a true story, Aaron.
I have no doubt. You have to get people. I tell you, every single gun owner in this country has got to go talk to someone who's not a gun owner and encourage them to come out to the range and learn the fun of a gun. And once you accomplish that, Sarah Brady's message is dead. That's what it's going to take.
So we've got to go out and literally campaign and proselytize and go forth and preach the message.
Look for converts, to put it another way.
And you know, I'm surprised
else,
Mel
nothing
Gibson
nothing else, converts to common sense, if nothing else.
Well, I'm surprised Mel Gibson didn't put the Christ comment about sell your cloak and buy a sword.
Well, that's one of the negative things I've heard about the film, that it dwelt so much on all the torture and everything, they didn't really get to the message of Christ.
Well, I thought overall it was an empowering film. I wish it had been 3 hours long, though they'd have had more. Let's go back to the calls. A few others. We're going to let Aaron go because I've got a few other news items here. I guess up next is, there's so many here. Cliff in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good afternoon to you, gentlemen. I just got about two or three points I would like to make here. I'm up here in Southwest Virginia, and I was really thrilled to hear you touch on the UN and our guns. I just received a call last night from a lawyer in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Jay Sekulow. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. And
yeah, and I know who Jay Sekulow is. He thinks the Patriot Act is Christian.
No. What they told me last night, he's trying to take up money and donations now to the U.S. Supreme Court. Is getting ready to introduce something there. They said they're going to pass it that to where we're not even allowed to use the word God, Jesus, carry a Bible in public, go to church, or anything. And if we do, we can go to jail via the Patriot Act as a domestic terrorist, because here's where the gun grab comes in, the lady explained to me last night. he said what they're going to do, but they're saying if Christians are so peace-loving people, then why do they need guns?
Okay, let me be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this as gently as I can.
Sure.
Because Cliff from West Virginia, I wouldn't try to steer you wrong, okay?
Sure.
Jay Sekulow will not come on this show.
Uh-huh.
They know who I am.
Uh-huh.
Jay Sekulow makes millions and millions of dollars off donations. He does do some good legal work against First Amendment violations.
Uh-huh.
I was a big supporter of him in the past.
Okay.
He brags that he helped write the Patriot Act. He says it's all good. He says Bush is wonderful and Christian and good, which is not true.
Uh-huh.
And he's not mad at Bush for rewarding the judge,
uh-huh,
for the federal judgeship, rewarding the attorney general that burned Judge Roy Moore.
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling you, they're playing a very sophisticated double game, and it's just like what Aaron was saying about the ADL out there, creating all this division to get donations. I'm telling you, Jay Sekulow is bad news. And,
I'm sure glad you told me this.
Well, yes, and yes, they are trying to pass laws to restrict religion and freedom, and this is happening. Aaron Zellman, you got any comments? I know you probably don't want to dive into the middle of this, but...
Well, I just want to add one thing. You know, the United Nations has been actively involved in saying that all religions of the world should be banned.
Yeah.
And there should just be one religion, the UN religion.
Kofi Annan said that September 12th.
Yeah, so, you know, this is serious stuff, folks.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it's...
My only point is you call up about Jay Sekulow, and I'm telling you, he's doing bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he won't come on this show and defend it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure what he's telling you is true about all this, but then he tells you George Bush is good when George Bush went after Judge Roy Moore.
Uh-huh. Well, another point I'd like to make out here, do you touch on that NORTHCOM?
Yes, North American Military Dictatorship.
Yeah, well, see, I'm ex-military myself, and I was in Central America in Panama back in 87 when I derosed out. And about 90 days before I derosed back to the States was when USARSO, U.S. Army South, took over command.
Yeah, SOUTHCOM.
Yeah, well, that's when all that changed in. So I was reading some information on the Internet the other night there about how the globalists got their regions, you know, throughout the world, and they had the map on it, and I read the military map right from the Pentagon. And, you know, it's not really up-to-date, you know, new news to me. Or I know you guys either one. And the last
So you're saying you'd seen maps of NORTHCOM a long time ago?
Yeah.
Well, let me break that down. Bill Clinton gave a speech about Homeland Security in NORTHCOM. I have a copy of it in 1993.
Uh-huh.
So, again, none of this is new. But, yes, they've been setting up the infrastructure. They've been building the FEMA centers. They've been federalizing the police. They've had military engaging in law enforcement covertly since at least 1988. Aaron Zellman, comments.
Well, I think if someone doesn't understand that the handwriting's on the wall, or if they're trying to close their eyes to it, they're simply playing right into the hands of those who want to enslave Americans.
It happens over and over. Isn't tyranny the norm, Aaron?
Well, you know, tyranny usually, you know, the old expression, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is, people are being told that this is a way to bring about security, homeland security, and they just don't see the tyranny that comes with it.
It's incredible. Well, sir, I really appreciate your call to the show, and God bless you, Cliff. Leon in Colorado. Go ahead, Leon.
Thank you for taking my call, and I just want to make a couple of comments. Mr. Feldman, you're a man after my own heart, and I hope I can get that 1-800 number to join your...
Oh, we're going to give it out. In fact, let's just do that right now. Aaron, if folks want the video, Innocence Betrayed, if they want the Uncle Jack comic books to wake the kids up, if they want to join, how do they do it?
The toll-free number is 800-869-1884.
1-8-8-4.
And the other number we have is 262-673-9745.
Now, again, give folks that 1-800 again.
800-869-1884.
Absolutely. So,
the documentary film sells for $29.95, postage paid. And that comes with three of the Grandpa Jack booklets that deal with gun control.
All right.
So that's a $9 value right there.
That's great. I'm going to call right after the show. I just wanted to comment on what you've been saying about what we need to tell these politicians. You know, this is what I told all of my politicians and the NRA when they were arguing about these gun grab bills.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that, number one, you know, you're giving the ATF the same power that Hitler gave the Gestapo and Stalin gave the KGB to decide who were enemies of the state. The ATF can decide, gee, this person's got an illegal gun, so we can break into their house anytime we want to because we decided to, just like the KGB used to break into the houses and drag people out, kill them, and send them to the gulags. And you're giving them the same power. And I said, there is no way that I'm going to give up my freedoms for any of these, giving up my guns and passing this law. There's no way that I'm even going to abide by them.
Well, amen to that. And also, the border's wide open while they're doing this to us.
Yeah, but I didn't get into that. But the point I wanted to get across is both the people, both the guy at the NRA and all of the staff, when I told them that, they were absolutely silent because they had no answer. That's what they need to be told. That this is nothing but same old stuff, and they need to be confronted with the facts, and that their deception doesn't work.
I agree. And the first 10 times they get a call like that, oh, that's the crazies.
But yeah, they get hundreds of them, and I think they were getting hundreds.
Oh, they are.
Were furious, you know?
They are.
Anyway, God bless you, and
Okay, good to hear from you. I appreciate it.
Okay, God bless.
Thank you. We got loaded phones here, and I got to let Mr. Zellman go here, but I'll give each caller about a minute or so. Who's up next here in order? Let's talk to Dan in New York, then Ron in New York. That's it after that. Dan in New York, go ahead.
Else, good afternoon. No, a few things. I'm reading the Federalist Papers, which I think Americans should read, the intent of the Constitution. And they say the militia is supposed to protect the rights of the people from a standing army.
But according to the ADL and the BATF and all these people, the militia are terrorists.
Well, you know, I think you got to flip the coin around. I think they are terrorists.
They are.
Yeah, and the people need to wake up, Alex, and they got to accept responsibility for the government and not be afraid to get these people that are breaking the Constitution tried for treason.
Let me boil it down. Let me boil it down and then get Aaron Zellman's comment. And I agree with you, Dan. Thanks for the call. I have seen hundreds of SWAT teams that have black armored vehicles with skull and crossbones or skulls or cobras painted on it, and they're wearing black ski masks, cussing at people, running around. That's not freedom. I mean, Aaron, if people can't see wickedness, you know, the garb of evil is skulls and black. I mean, it's for thousands of years, that's to terrorize people. Why can't people see that?
Alex, I think it's people don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe what they see. They want to keep their head in the sand. I think that's the one of the problems we're dealing with here.
So black tanks driving around with skulls painted on them. I mean, this is freedom.
Well, no, of course it isn't. But the point is, it's there to terrorize people. People don't want to believe what they're seeing. Or there are some fools in America who think this is for their benefit.
Yeah, vehicles driving around with skulls on the sides. I mean, it's real simple, folks. Cameras in school bathrooms isn't freedom. I've actually had arguments.
I'll tell you, one of the ways, Alex, to stop a lot of this craziness, and everybody, this is something everyone can do, is you start gathering data on politicians' personal lives, and you go public with it.
We've certainly done that.
And you just keep doing it. And pretty soon these clowns are going to either leave office or they're going to change their votes.
Well, you're right to say that almost always people that are doing evil things are perverts or criminals in other areas, and that is their Achilles heel, is to expose that. One last call. Ron, New York. Go ahead and finish up.
How you doing, Alex? My radio's been broken. I haven't listened, but I guess this is on the Mel Gibson thing. Would you take a comment on that?
Sure.
Well, the political correctness, the critics are just practicing political correctness, of course. Because,
well, it's not working for them. The movie's made $150 million.
Yeah, saying that the Gospels are you can't believe them literally, historically, all of that is nonsense because Josephus, the noted Jewish historian, backs up the Pilate thing. Pontius Pilate didn't want anything to do with the crucifixion, and he has that in his book. And, of course, the paradigm now is not to offend the truth or truth about anything is not important.
So, I understand, sir, and thank you for the call. Aaron Zellman, it is pretty stupid that they'd attack this film and say it was violent, but then Hollywood puts out, you know, just indiscriminate stuff, much more violent.
Well, I don't know if they're attacking the film based on its violence as much as there are people who were, you know, trying to stir things up for their own personal gain.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that's really the real criminal act here, if we can put it that way.
And I would say that...
I think also, I think there's a point I just want to make. It has nothing to do with the film necessarily or theology, but this is America. Mel Gibson has a First Amendment right to put together any project he wants and share it with the world. Now, if the people in Hollywood don't like it, then let them take their millions of dollars and their production studios and make their own damn film and tell their side of the story as they see it.
Well, they do that. Aaron Zellman, thank you so much for coming on the show, and God bless you, and I appreciate your fight for the Second Amendment.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.
You're awesome.
Take care.
Okay, final segment. I'll hit a few other top news stories, and yes, I'll get to Rick, if he's still there, wants to talk about this light in the sky. Stay with us.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, it was a powerful broadcast today. A lot of great callers, and I want to thank our guest. Ton of news I didn't get to, though. I'm doing better overall, though, day-to-day, getting to most of it. If you want to see the rest of it, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Got a few final news stories here, and I want to give a caller a chance to finish up what he was saying. Before I do that, though, you know, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry other videos and books by great authors and researchers, and we need your support. If you want to continue to hear us on shortwave, we need that support. It's very important that, number one, you get the videos because they're waking people up. These are hardcore, these are scary, but they're true, and people need to know the truth. And 90% of those that see the films are waking up. Just like Aaron Zellman said, people watching his film are waking up. Liberals are waking up. Anti-gun people are waking up. Anti-self-defense people are waking up. Well, my films have the same effect. You need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're all over 2 hours long, professionally produced, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. My book's $12. Paul Watson's $19.95. I got a Fritz Springmeier book that's excellent, very, very scary, over 700 pages. It's $25.95. Book cost me like $18 or something. The point is, you just need to get these videos. You need to get these books. You need to get them out to people. And we need your support, so it's a double-edged sword as well. You wake people up, and you support the broadcast. Toll-free number to order the videos or books on tape or T-shirts. We've got it all. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's go to Rick in Texas. He says he wanted to talk about something weird he's seen. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, we have your 911 video, and I totally agree with your guests and callers. But one thing I've noticed the past several months is that around at dusk, there's an object that appears. It seems, at first I thought it was a helicopter, but since it stays in the air for approximately 3 hours, it seems to me it's some sort of dirigible. And I take classes in Arlington, Texas, which is about 25 miles from here, in the evening, and I notice there's the same thing over Arlington. As I'm driving back toward Fort Worth on the east side, you can see it. They have several out apparently every night. They're not out whenever it's raining, but on any clear night.
Well, sir, it may be a commercial advertising blimp, but if it's huge, 30 times the size of the Goodyear blimp, they have them. Popular Science reported on them. Some of them they want to put up in low Earth orbit. Some of them are going to be tethered. If it's a smaller blimp and it's surveillance, it'll be smaller. It'll be tethered, and they have those. And those are Homeland Security blimps.
I was thinking it was something like that because they stay, but you can see them move and you can see them go away.
Okay, then that's some type of mobile blimp. And I don't know if it's commercial or government. But I have Washington Post, Popular Science, Associated Press. They have launched. There are 84 FBI Cessnas with ground-penetrating radar, hundreds of helicopters, at least 10 blimps going around the country spying on us. They look right through our walls, but they said they're going to launch hundreds of blimps, hundreds of drones, and they just got FAA approval last year for that, so that's probably what you're saying.
This is why we need the guns.
Well, I want to use the pen to expose that they're looking through our walls. I mean, how many people know that police helicopters have stuff that looks right through your walls? And I don't mean infrared, folks. I mean ground-penetrating radar.
Which can also be dangerous for the people that are being looked at.
Actually, I have read that, yes.
I was in the military, and we had small radar systems on our Vulcans. And during maintenance, they weren't allowed to turn them on when people were in the motor pool.
Yeah, up close, they can burn you. Hey, thank you for joining us. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us. God bless you all. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.